أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've been looking at a preparation for Laylatul Qadr. So we've got a mission statement, hopefully, some set of goals. So it's time to sort of think a bit. And there's something I read from a book called Oriya, the Mountain Dreamer, that sort of makes me think about the aspirations, the desires, the mission statement to be able to reach our full potential this year. So I'm going to read out some extracts from it, and maybe it'll make you think as well. She writes, "It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you've been opened by life's betrayals or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can be with joy, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence." Here, I'd like to add on what comes to mind is when Sayyidah Zainab was asked by Yazid how she found the events of Karbala, the events of Ashura, and she says, "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila," I saw nothing but beauty. "I want to know if you can live with failure and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the sliver of the full moon, 'Yes!' It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments." Inshallah, this will help to think about what we want to write down for our aspirations, our desires, and our goals for Laylatul Qadr. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.